This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on I Have Decided. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so we're talking about the decision to follow Jesus Christ and all that that involves. And we've seen that the disciple is focused. They're focused on the prize. You know, Matthew chapter 16, 21, from that time Jesus began to show to his disciples he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 to 10 in the New Living. Next the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. I will give it all to you, he said, if you will kneel down and worship me. Get out of here, Satan, Jesus told him, for the scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve only him. When you know what you stand for, it's easy to say no to certain things and people. When you know where you're going, there are places you won't go, things you won't do, and offers you won't accept. Clarity makes all the difference. You have to say yes to the package. And in many instances, success often comes at the expense of your soul. Jesus said in Mark chapter 8 and verse 36, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Do you think it's a coincidence that so many famous people die in strange circumstances? Well, I believe it's because many of them made a deal with the devil and he always comes to fulfill his part of the bargain. What happened? They served his purpose, and once he was finished with them, they were finished. So don't serve the devil, he is a liar. And one thing that the Indian martyr that inspired the hymn, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, had was clarity. He knew what he stood for. He knew, you do not negotiate on fundamentals. The early Christian martyrs who died in their thousands in the streets and gladiator arenas of the Roman Empire had it too. They refused to compromise their faith. And at a time in the church when we see all kinds of foolishness and circus tricks in the name of relevance, church growth, being welcoming, loving and affirming, we need to return to the clarity of the original gospel message. Repent and believe. Trust and obey. Holiness or hell. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 3, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. God is the author of clarity and not confusion. So when you see ministers, churches and whole denominations affirming confusion or simply remaining silent on it, as if a man of God can remain silent in the face of the depravity of our days, I truly question if they carry the burden of the Lord. Martin Luther King Jr., in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. There are times when silence is not optional, it's cowardly. Ecclesiastes 3:7 says there's a time to be silent and there's a time to speak. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11, here we have the great love chapter. And it says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, even as I am known. And now about faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. In heaven we will have perfect clarity, for all things will be revealed and become clear. The Bible says, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, even as I am known. There will come a time when we will know all things. We will know and understand all things, the why as well as the what. But until then, we walk in the light of God's word, led by the Spirit of God, and we thus choose to trust God in all things, even when we don't understand. For we know that his word is true, even if we have not seen the fulfillment of the promise yet. Psalm 119 and verse 160, the entirety of your word is truth. I would simply suggest that there are many Christians and ministers and even whole denominations that don't believe what that verse says. Psalm 119:160, the entirety of your word is truth. That means the parts that are popular, the parts that are unpopular, the parts that are celebrated, the parts that are politically incorrect. God's word is true. The entirety of your word is truth. Do you believe that? If you say yes, then there are implications to how you live, to how you give, to how you serve, to what you stand for. The Bible says, weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30 verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment, and in his favour is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And the Amplified. For his anger is but for a moment, his favour is for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. A shout of joy comes in the morning. Isn't that wonderful? That we can start our day with a shout of joy. Again, we're talking about the decision to follow Jesus Christ and the clarity that that brings. And I really believe as the church, we need to rediscover the clarity that the early Christian church had. Acts chapter 4 and verse 8. Here Peter is talking. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged of a good deed done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we may be saved. Hallelujah. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, perceived they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized they had been with Jesus. So let's make a decision on a daily basis to spend time with Jesus Christ, to serve him without apology, and to walk in his ways in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland as we continue our series, I Have Decided. God bless you.